Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, that's the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar's here, too, because Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's written something under 100 books on the topic of micropreneuring, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. He's our good friend, Jeff. Welcome back to the show.
Well, I got to tell you, Jim, thanks for having me, and I'm glad I'm here, too, because if I weren't, I'd still be in bed. No, just kidding. No, just kidding.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, let me ask you a question. You bring on a lot of customers, clients. You have a lot of different folks that you work for. You do copywriting. You do byline writing. You do a lot of different things like that for clients. You bring a lot of different folks, large companies, small companies, middle-sized companies. Any particular advice you have for folks when they're adding a new customer to their ranks?
It's funny you should ask that. What a coincidence! No, it's interesting because I have, as journalist in the South Florida market, my name gets around whether it's the police blotter or bylines in the newspaper,
post office.
Exactly, but you know we often and this is not just for me. This is for any small business or any size business that brings on new clients. You know, there's a certain level. There's a certain point beyond we don't necessarily want to push when we're bringing them on. We just want to land the engagement. So I had a client recently who came by referral, but the person who referred.
When you say you don't want to push, what you mean is you don't want to, you've just sold them, you've just gotten them to agree to do business with you, and you don't want to sort of drop a bunch of admin on them to sort of ruin the buzz of the moment. So
exactly.
Which is the same thing salespeople run into when they don't want to tell a brand new customer about when we want them to pay.
Right. Thank you for coming on board. It's great to have you. Now sign here. You know, so I had that happen with a client where he came on board, really nice guy, really good company, very strong, growing, et cetera. And so I did a bunch of work for them. But typically my work is I don't invoice until the work is completed and it was an ongoing project. You wouldn't know it because I didn't put it in writing. He and I sort of had a handshake agreement. We went back and forth negotiating via email and phone, came to terms, and I started delivering the work. And so I never delivered even a proposal that had it in writing. It didn't, no contract or whatever. The day after I delivered the invoice, I called to make sure that I emailed to make sure that he got it, and his email bounced. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So then I call over to the client to get the admin to the actual CEO, who I've been dealing with as well. And he said, yeah, he's gone. I'm like, really? I said, okay. And obviously alarms go up, flags go up. No, you know, kid. I mean, you're really concerned because...
How long had you worked on that project?
I had probably put in, it had gone over the course of probably 45 days or so. But as a freelancer, it wasn't my only project
enough that it was a significant effort on your part, but not so much that you would have billed him an interim billing for.
I would not have billed an interim billing.
If it had gone 90 days, you probably would have given him an interim bill.
Exactly.
For progress.
It was short enough term, and it was a finite project that there wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't like writing a website that we need all this stuff done, and there's going to be more stuff down the road where you bill it in stages or a third up front, a third upon delivery, a third 90 days, whatever. And so, you know, obviously I had, as we say in the faith, I had spilkies. I had agina. I was nervous about whether I was going to get paid. Mm-hmm. You know, 30 days came, I sent an email, any word. He's like, let me check with AP.
Who are you talking to now?
I'm talking to the admin who handles everything for the CEO, which is when you talk about...
And the CEO is the one who got fired?
No, the CFO was the one who got fired. So
the person you were working with was the CFO?
was the CFO, and you know, if you think about it, CFO is typically high enough that you don't have to worry about this being some mid-level admin who's making decisions.
Chief Financial Officer, of course.
Yeah, what did he have the authority? Well,
so,
I would say so.
30 days after you sent the bill, you still haven't gotten paid?
I still hadn't gotten, and, you know, in my business, if I had submitted a contract, I would have said, you know, terms are 30 days, because I don't typically negotiate, five net 10 or whatever that, two net 10, whatever.
So what happened?
Well, ultimately, after, you know, so it went to about 40 days and a check came. But and ultimately the full you know remittance. So we're square, and so I'm going to call him today or email him today. Got the check, ready to go forward. But the point is, until that time, I had no idea that I was going to get paid.
You were just twisting in the wind.
I was just twisting in the wind, and you know what? It wasn't their fault because you know all my clients. I have some clients who pay like in 5 days. I have some who pay. I have one who pays like the week they get the invoice. I get one who pays within about 3 weeks. And then most are 30 days, 35 days, maybe 40, maybe 25. You know, I mean, so you
can't. Well, the good thing about the contract, the good thing about getting something signed, even if it's not all that rigorous and elaborate, the good thing about getting something signed is you know they're not toying with you. You know they're serious. They're going to put their signature on it. And especially as happened to you, if you're talking about somebody who's not the owner of the company,
right,
an employee, then people come and go. I mean, that happens. That's happened to me before. And if you've got a contract, then that doesn't leave a bad taste in the rest of the company, the mouth of the rest of the company, right, like the CEO.
Absolutely. I think it's important. You know, I blogged about it today on chiefhomeofficer.com. I blogged about it saying that, look, you know, it's also important, though, if you're not dealing with the CEO, that the person that your contract says at the very top, you know, XYZ Widget Corp, right, or that's the company, and then at the bottom, the signatory, the person who's actually signing it, on behalf of, you know, Bob Smith, title is, on behalf of, so that you have some sort of traction, you know, acknowledgement that this person
needs
is negotiating
something
on behalf of the company.
That's right.
Because, you know, it had this had to go to, you know, collections, you know, in my instance, there was not, I don't even know that there was an email paper trail. You know, to say, and you know, 23 years in the business, that's why my blog post is the silly freshman mistake. You know, it's one of those things where at the end of the day, you made a silly mistake that ended up being nothing. It ended up being all for naught, but it caused euogenia in the process.
But the thing is, though, is one of the problems you've still got, though, is that CEO that wound up sending you that check, in his mind, he was just cleaning up something from a former employee.
Right.
Rather than fulfilling a contract that his business made, and that may or may not leave wind up being a continuing relationship with him. Hold on to that thought, Jeff Savard, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.